Welcome back to the Roger Sarn Podcast, where we talk all things Army. And I'm your host, Sarn Cruz. And on today's episode of Financial Readiness Friday, Mission Money, we're diving into five ways to improve your quality of life that's going to help you march towards your financial success. You guys already know, this segment is geared towards equipping our junior soldiers and junior leaders with the knowledge and tools they need to conquer their financial goals. And without further ado, let's get started.
Roger Sarn.
All right, so just want to preface this by telling you that this is by no means a finite way to end your financial issues. But I sincerely think that I wish I knew when I was coming up. I wish I knew this when I was coming up in life and coming up in the Army. It's easy, I'm telling you guys, it's easy to chase the instant gratification, but what's difficult is holding off the present so you can have a good future and do whatever you want. So it's kind of like not worrying about anything when you're on the back end. And if you really think about it, if you think about, you got finesse two times, you got the baby, you got little baby, what are they all worried about? They're worried about the back end money. So this is the same thing that I'm trying to tell you guys. What you guys got going on now versus that, the back end, it's all worth it. So let's get into it. These are five things that can improve your quality of life. The first thing is avoid making major financial mistakes. What do I mean by that? Avoid buying dumb stuff. I want to curse. But avoid buying dumb stuff. Like, I get it. You want to be fresh. You want to have the latest gear. You want to have the latest tech. But you got to think about it. What good does it do to you to buy the latest J's every single month? I looked at the calendar the other day for the J's on the sneaker app. Man, Jordan... Nike has a pair of Jordans, almost three pair of Jordans dropping every single month. If I tried to buy every Jordan that I liked, I would be bankrupt. And I'm not going to lie, I grew up when Jordan was playing. Most of y'all didn't even grow up when Jordan was playing. So y'all have no clue. Y'all been watching these reruns and stuff on YouTube. Y'all have no clue who Jordan was, but y'all rocking his sneakers. So you got to understand that. Slow down on buying all these sneakers, clothes. I get it. You want to be fresh. You guys ever went somewhere? Let's say you take a trip and you got to buy all brand new fit. You know what's funny about that? Is that where you're going, no one knows that that's a brand new fit. It's all about just doing it. It's because you're indoctrinated. And stop buying the brand new iPhone. The iPhone's going to come out with a phone every single year. And if you're not paying straight up for it, now your bill is an extra $30. So another thing under avoid making major financial mistakes is a lot of times we be popping kids out a little bit too early. Like, you need to understand that kids come with a big price tag and you can't get rid of them. They ain't a car. They ain't a house that if it gets too expensive, you just be like, you know what? I'm gonna sell it. Now, you stuck with that. And if you got two, three, four kids, it makes it a lot more difficult to get ahead of the eight ball. A lot of you guys need to stop dating. Most of y'all ain't got no money to be dating, to be honest with you. If you going out on a date and before you went out on that date, you got to check your bank account to see if you got enough money in there. You should not be dating at that moment. You should be getting your money up and then start getting into the dating game. Trust me, with all the fish in the sea, with all the dating apps, you ain't missing on nothing. Whoever's going to be there will be there later on. Another thing that you need to stop doing, which I see a lot with the younger soldiers, I see a lot with just people in general. Stop taking these payday loans. They have the highest interest rate ever. I'm telling you, it's mind-blowing how high these interest rates are. And you going from one payday loan to another payday loan. You're paying the payday loan to pay the payday loan and getting a loan from another payday loan to pay that payday loan. It's just a never-ending cycle. And, man, I tell you, before I joined the Army, I did payday loans because I wasn't managing my money right. Then I figured it out. But I'm telling you guys, payday loans, it's the bane of everyone's existence. You'll never get out of there. Another thing that you need to not do, don't co-sign. I know you love her, you love him. I know it's your mom, it's your dad. I know it's your brother, sister. Man, don't be co-signing on nothing. If they miss a payment, that's your credit. You got to understand, you're 18, 19, 20, 21, you're in your early 20s. That's going to affect you again on the back end. So back end isn't only about the money that you're going to have in the future. It's also about the effects of your credit. And you don't want to be working to get your credit score up when you're 30. You want to be already there 30, 35, 40. That makes sense? So make sure you're not running around with a 650 when you're 30 years old. Avoid that. Now, last thing on this segment, I'm telling you, and this is prevalent in the military because we're talking about soldiers, DUIs, drinking and driving. With the rise of all these apps with Uber, Lyft, and whatever have you, other taxis, what, I don't care. You, that $30, $40, $50 that it'll cost you to get that Uber is going to save you a lot of heartache and financial issues if you were to get caught drinking and driving. DUIs can range from $5,000 to $10,000. It all depends, but at bare minimum, you're going to be up $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 with all the fees, legal fees, court fees, fines, and then if you get a lawyer, it's just a headache that you don't want to have. So stay away from the drinking and driving. Tip number two, and there are many other different things you can do under this tip, but this is what has worked for me, so I'm preaching what I know. Invest into a cash flowing asset. I did real estate. I used my VA loan. I used it twice. So the next house I get, I will do a regular loan, so therefore a conventional loan, and therefore or FHA, and then I'll just work from there. But my first couple of houses, I did the VA loan, and that's what it's for. It's for you to use it so you can provide for your family and your future. And the reason why getting into a cash flowing asset is good is because it's good debt. It's not revolving consumer debt. This is good debt. So you're using this debt to add another asset. What do I mean by that? If in Texas, you can't really do this, but if you're in another state, you can get home equity lines of credit, which is like putting a credit card on your house and using that for a certain amount of years, and then you pay it back later on. You can get home equity loans. You can get all types of loans against your home in order to buy another asset, i.e. a house. So having such a big asset, which is the house, produces equity, which allows you to then move forward. It gains appreciation, which is the equity, right? You buy a car, you buy your little Jordans, you buy your little iPhone, that doesn't gain equity. You get your drip or whatever it is, you are not gaining equity in none of that. All you're doing is losing money. Because as soon as you wash those black jeans, the black denim jeans or whatever it is, that them skinny jeans, whatever you're wearing, they're going to fade. And guess what's going to happen? You're going to want another pair. And then if you are consistently replicating the process, meaning buying another home, buying another home, and making sure that when you're purchasing it, it's at a reasonable price, but that's a whole nother story. It makes money monthly, whether it's $100, whether it's $700, it still generates some type of income. And this is what you want to do. You want to invest into these things. They have small tax benefits, and it all depends. Like, you got to get with your tax expert. But once you get a certain amount of doors, you can start working with your with your CPA and start learning on how to get deductions. You got to put money into it to get money out of it, though. Another thing is stock index or high yield savings accounts. These are assets that are gonna get you financially prepared for the future. You got to understand, I said in previous podcasts, if you're going to go the stocks and index and things like that, Bitcoin, whatever you want to do, I don't care. If you're going to go that route, make sure you have a mentor. Make sure that you've done your research with that mentor and they are the best of the best that you can afford. And then you move forward there. And you got to understand, when it comes to these stocks, Bitcoin and stuff, it's generally not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's mainly for the long run. All my investments are for the long run, right? So understand that. So that's investment tip number two. Actually, let me go back. If you wanted to get into like another way, I don't know, if you want to flip cars, if you want to rent cars, like on tour, whatever it is, if you invest into that asset, if you know it's going to make you money, that's considered an asset. That's you building something, okay? Next thing we want to talk about, tip number three, is making yourself debt-free. And this takes time, we get it, but it's the fact that you're pushing yourself to do that. So you want to clean up your credit card debt. That is your consumer debt. It's crazy to me, but here in America, consumerism is our number one hobby. It's almost turned into a hobby. If you ask someone, what do they like to do? I like to travel and I like to shop. And then they'll name something like a piano, hopefully, or they like to go for hikes and long walks. But their first two to three things that they're going to say, travel, shop, and eat. And it's crazy how all of those are just money depleting hobbies. None of them generate any money. So what I say is, cut down on the credit cards, use them wisely, use credit cards that are going to make you money in the back end. And when you use these credit cards, make sure you have the money to pay it back. It shouldn't be, I get paid on the 15th, so I'm going to spend this $100 and I'll pay it back on the 15th when I get paid. It should more look like I have $100 in my bank account, but I'm going to use this credit card because I get cash back and then I pay that back immediately or 2-3 days, however it is. But you get the point. Having the money in your account and spending it on the card is different than not having the money in the account and spending the card. Stop with the personal loans. I did a personal loan a while back ago, and while I did pay it back, it's just, when you're going through, let's say you're trying to buy a house or you're trying to buy a car, you're trying to do anything that you're running your credit, a personal loan is harder to work with. It's harder to work with versus like revolving debt. So personal loans, stay away from those. If you have to, or you already did get it, got it good, these are just tips to help you. That's it. Like I said, it's not a finite weight. And the third thing under that is car loans. We all get car loans. I'm not saying go out and buy a car cash. I don't advocate for that. That's kind of weird. But what I mean is by car loans is these high interest rates. Stay away from them. Stay away from high interest rates. It's better to get you like a cash car that you pay $3,000-$4,000. And you're taking the money that you would spend every month at a 15% interest rate and putting that towards your credit and working on that for the next 2-3 years and riding around that beater, then getting that brand new Hellcat, Scat Pack, whatever it is that you guys are driving nowadays, and paying $700, $800 a month on a 15% APR, like interest rate. You got to understand, you're driving. 9 times out of 10, we're getting into cars so people can see us. nine times out of 10, we're getting into a vehicle, into a whole payment for the next 3, 4, 5 to 8 years, 7 years, I think they go out to now. Just to stunt on somebody we don't even like. It's crazy to me. And the thing is, I've done it in the past too. I am not holier than thou. But what I'm saying is, I have learned this lesson and I want you guys to learn it. Are you guys still going to do it? Of course you're going to do it, because a lot of us learn by putting our hand on the stove and getting burnt. We don't learn by, hey, don't put your hand on the stove because that will burn. Look at my hand. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying, for those of you who are going to listen, stay away from these cash. I mean, stay away from these high interest rate cars. These dealers make money off you. They make money off of us. Off of us junior soldiers, when we walk in there and be like, oh man, they already see it. They see the haircut. They see the slides with socks. They see everything. They can tell a soldier from 100 miles away. And they're like, ooh, I already know this car right here that's been sitting on the lot for the past 6 months. 15% at bare minimum. So stay away from car loans. Off my soapbox. Tip number 4. Invest in yourself. I've said it before and I'll continue to say it. Now, the first thing you want to do under investing in yourself is gain knowledge. Research business ideas. I'm talking about you Google, like endless amount of Google. Stop scrolling through TikTok for 7 hours a day. Flip it. Do your research. Get your knowledge for 7 hours a day and scroll for about an hour if you need to. Jesus. And don't get me wrong, I'd be scrolling through all that stuff too. Read books, follow influencers, like if they're on YouTube, follow them and see what they're doing. Like, you should be using your social media time to get better, not to watch the latest trends on dancing and stuff like that. It's weird. And don't get me wrong, the way TikTok is, at least, you can pop and make money off of that. You really don't need to have too much of a talent. But those of you who do want to kind of like have a long-term business, you need the knowledge. You need to do the research. Before I got into the podcasting and / YouTubing, I did a lot of research and I purchased everything that I needed to purchase. I kind of crashed out a little bit and went too far, but I don't regret it because now I have everything that I need and there's no excuse for me not to be putting this information out. But I did a lot of research. I read a lot of books. I did a lot of YouTubing on top of the line, this, best this, anything from the lighting to the microphone to the audio mixer, everything. And that's all because I put my knowledge in there. And then the next thing you want to do, you want to gain experience. Like, go to places where people that you're trying to do things. Like, if you're trying to be a YouTuber, you should be going to YouTube summits. If you're trying to be an entrepreneur in, let's say, a food truck, you should be in places where there's a lot of food trucks and talking to these owners and see what they did. I promise you, a lot of these owners, a lot of these people, these wizards or people that have done things, they don't mind sharing their knowledge because they're at a point that they're pretty much, they're done and they're well established. So competition to them is none. And there's money out here for everybody. And again, this is going to move into like getting a mentor in that space. And I just, don't be scared to reach out to others that are doing the same thing that you're trying to do. I know we have the ego or we're shy, but when you're trying to better yourself, we got to put all that aside and we have to ask questions. And for those of you who don't like to ask questions, this is why I do this and I do the podcast / YouTube videos, is for this same reason. Like, I'll give you the information. You don't even have to go ask nobody. I'll give you everything that I know that's working for me. And then you take that with a grain of salt and do whatever it is that you need to do, along with other information that you've looked up, all that stuff. And then you got to understand, like, when you invest in yourself, you're stopping from going into, like, you're stopping from going into, like, debt. And what I mean by that is, when you're so busy finding things to do to better yourself, you stop going out, you stop going to the nightclubs, you stop trying to get fresh and all that stuff because it's you're always in the house and there's no need for it. So a lot of money that you would have spent like going out dining and going to the club or getting fresh, you can use towards getting these courses. And if not courses, getting a mentor or getting the information. Like, you got to invest. If you don't put money into yourself, who's going to do it? And tip number five, last tip that I have, it's income versus savings. What I mean by that is stop spending more than you make. Hands down. It's literally an equation. If you make $5, you should not be committed to $8 spending because you just don't have it. It's the same thing. If your cost of living is higher than what you make, you need to lower it. And let's say you can't lower it. Okay, look, man, I'm already stuck in this stuff. I'm already stuck in this lifestyle for the next few years because I've committed, I've signed contracts. Well, guess what? Go get your second job. Drive Uber. I don't know. Go Uber Eats. I don't care. Mow lawns, clean houses. There's so many things that you can do that's going to get you into a better financial situation. Because I'm not going to lie, if you're in the military, our pay is set. That is it. Unless you're going TDY all the time, your pay is set. And that is it. So make sure that you're doing the best you can to stop spending more than you make. All right, guys. So that concludes today's mission on the five ways to improve your quality of life. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Financial Readiness Friday's Mission Money. I'm so excited about this segment. And I hope you guys really take this information for what it's worth to you. I'm doing my best on everything that I've learned and my 44 years I'm being in on this earth. And I want to put it out there so you guys can just live better. So thanks for tuning in to Financial Readiness Friday's Mission Money. As always, stay disciplined, stay financially fit. And remember, your financial success is mission worth accomplishing. I love it. So again, thank you guys for listening. Go ahead and download. Please leave a review. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for the show, you want to be on the show, just go ahead and send those to my Gmail account. It's at rogersarnt@gmail.com. Follow me on all platforms, IG, Facebook, and TikTok. That's going to be at rogersarnt. And remember, you don't have to embrace the suck if you got the right tools in your ruck. I'm Sarnt Cruz, and I'm out. Peace.
Roger Sarnt!